after tomorrow night, we'll have a much clearer picture of exactly where all of this is headed. All right.
I'll tell you where it's headed. It's headed down the drain. That's where it's going.
Come on. We've got David Jenkins on the line. Why Americans, including conservatives, should rejoice over the arrest of the Bundy clan.
David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. Tell us about the organization real quick.
Yeah, we're an national organization of conservatives who are, you know, feel very strongly that, you know, stewardship of our environment and our natural resources, those are conservative values, and we need to stay true to them even today when, you know, you've got a lot of different aspects of people who claim to be conservative in terms of how they view environmental issues.
Well, so you say that having the Bundy clan arrested was something that we should all be happy about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the Obama administration just wrung their hands and fretted. And, you know, after the 2014 incident with the Bundys where they pointed high-powered rifles at federal law enforcement officers, you know, 2 years went by and nothing happened. And so, you know, they're threatening law enforcement officers. They're acting with impunity. And you know, our view is that, you know, like most conservatives, I think, realize that, you know, you don't deal with bullies by appeasing them and just walking away and saying, okay, you can have your way for a while. So we think that emboldened the Bundys, and that manifests itself in that wildlife refuge takeover in Oregon. If the Bundys had been arrested by the FBI and, you know, this had been pursued after the 2014 incident, we might not have had that whole situation occur up in Oregon.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and definitely we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where we're having armed standoffs every 15 minutes like what seemed to happen back in the 1990s. But there have been a lot of complaints about the way the Bureau of Land Management has been treating Western ranchers.
Well, actually, most ranchers, I think, are doing just fine and getting along just fine. What we hear from cattle associations and ranchers is that, you know, they love this privilege of having to be able to graze their cattle on federal public lands, because it's a heck of a lot cheaper than grazing them on state or private lands. I mean, the difference is staggering. I mean, they pay, I think, $1.35 a head per month on federal lands, whereas if it was on private lands in most states, it's 10 times that. But, you know, there's always, as Congressman Mike Simpson of Idaho said last week, he said, you know, anytime you've got a landlord, and you know, the federal government is our landlord because the lands actually belong to all Americans. Anytime you have a landlord-tenant type relationship, there's going to be rough patches. But, you know, most ranchers work with the government fine, and they deal with it. It's Clive M. Bundy is the exception to the rule, and most ranchers would say he doesn't really give a good name to ranchers. Not only from the way he interacts with the government and his belief system, but also the way he treats his cattle.
Well, where did this come from, then? How do we get to the point where you have ranchers like Clive and Bundy or the group up in, what was it, Oregon? Where do we get to the point where all of a sudden you have guys feeling comfortable taking on the federal government in an armed capacity?
Yeah, they're all the same people. I mean, the refuge issue up in Oregon was the sons of Clive and Bundy. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree kind of thing. And what they are, they actually have this belief system that's pretty odd. It's definitely not conservative, but they're sort of sovereign citizen movement type folks, and they have these very radical beliefs. Clive and Bundy said he doesn't even recognize the United States as existing. So basically he thinks, you know, the United States doesn't exist. It's just the state of Nevada. Now, of course, if it was the state of Nevada that was telling him he couldn't do something, he would probably say that the state of Nevada didn't exist either. But these are very, very radical people. And it's all about self-interest. You know, he wants to do whatever he wants to. He doesn't want anyone telling him what to do, no matter what the reason, no matter how good a reason is, and no matter if it's somebody else's property. One question conservatives ought to ask themselves is if he's willing to trample on the rights of public landowners, you know, everybody in that way, what's to prevent him from deciding that the neighbor's property down the street or, you know, across the way is fair game for him to graze his cattle on, because he doesn't need to honor their rights either?
right, because this family was on that land long before they had taken possession of it, long before they.
The whole state of Nevada and the whole state of Utah and a lot of that western land and Texas too, came about as a result of the Mexican-American War, and there was a treaty signed, and that treaty, all that land initially, you know, was turned over to the federal government. It was, you know, the statehood of those of Nevada and Utah came much later. So this all predates anybody that except maybe the Native Americans, anybody that lays claim to property there. And you know, the states themselves in their constitution and in the Enabling Act joining the Union disavowed any claims to land that wasn't already given apportioned to the states for their use. And what people don't realize is, you know, there is a perfectly normal mechanism for transferring lands and dealing with all these issues that happens on a regular basis between the federal government and states and localities. It's just that what we have here are some people who, you know, are not willing to play by the rules, and they're not willing to play by any rules. And you know, that's really not conservative if you think about it.
Well, let me ask you this. Why has the Clive and Bundy situation resonated so well with many conservatives?
Well, I would say it's resonated with some extreme libertarians. I think the only presidential candidate that was sort of embracing that in Nevada in the recent primary was Ted Cruz. He thought that would resonate with the people in Nevada, and of course he came in third in a Republican primary. So it's not got the resonance within the conservative circles that people sometimes think it does. Because everything's amplified by, you know, talk radio or these people who want to rabble rouse. They get all the news, and people think, well, that, hey, you know, they're claiming to be conservative, they must be conservative. But, you know, just claiming to be conservative doesn't make you conservative.
It's 8:19 here on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1240. Where are we at with the case now?
Well, Cliven Bundy and his sons and a lot of us, and I guess 25 total folks, have been arrested. And some of the rest are specifically on the Oregon Wildlife Refuge issue. And Cliven Bundy's arrest was back related to the 2014 incident and all the other, you know, all of his 2 decades of not paying his grazing fees and ignoring court orders. So all those will be proceeding to trial. Bundy, I think, will be tried in Nevada. And for the ones who are in the refuge that also participated in that 2014 send-off, they'll get hit with both charges from both of those incidents. And my guess is they're all going to be spending a long time in the clink.
Yeah, I don't see him getting out of this one.
Mm-hmm. Which is probably not going to be a very happy thing for someone who's used to living in wide open spaces.
Well, yeah, this is true. One way or the other, that's coming to an end for him. David Jenkins on the program with us this morning, President of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. How can our listeners be involved with what you guys are doing?
Well, you should visit our website. That's the best way, at conservativestewards.org, O-R-G. All information about this issue and other issues we work on, and we tackle these issues from a traditionally conservative perspective going back to, you know, all the way back to Theodore Roosevelt's time and Ronald Reagan, in terms of, you know, being good stewards of this planet.
There you go. Awesome stuff. Well, listen, we appreciate your time this morning, David.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
8:21 here on News Talk.